So I'm at Bet still, and I'm talking to Mark Ritchie, who is the, I think, proprietor of Radio Waves. Now, Radio Waves is a project very dear to my heart because I first saw it, I think, with Just Send in 2004 at the Scottish Learning Festival, or it may have been called Set at that time, I'm not sure. And it inspired me to start podcasting and probably ended up with this. And the exciting thing is last night, and I'll tell you a wee bit more about this, is the award that they won. So I'm going to hand you over. Could you tell us a wee bit, Mark, about Radio Waves? Just give it a bit of background about the new stuff you're doing, which sounded really exciting to me, the networky stuff and basically great stuff, and the award, and probably in 2 or 3 minutes.
Right, okay. Well, I'll try my best. Started Radio Waves, well, yeah, it was 2004 now, it's quite a while ago, with the idea of just making it simple and safe for young people to publish whatever they wanted. I don't come from a teaching background, but I can see the value in young people discovering the world and then putting it into their own voice, and then through that process, owning a message, whatever it is they're interested in. Because I think that, you know, the great thing about the things that always inspire me about education is when it was real, when it had a real outcome, and when people had a real voice, and it affected change in some way. At its height, anyway, I think that's really exciting. So we developed a system to make that happen, to make it possible for schools to hopefully independently kind of start up and get going. At the time when we started, it was tricky to do because people didn't, we were just talking earlier about people didn't even know what podcasting was. It wasn't a word that was in vocabulary. But now, of course, that's changed. And everybody knows what podcasting and video online and user-generated content is. So over this last 7 years, we've developed more and more tools to make it simpler and easy for any young person to upload whatever they want. And for teachers to control who sees it when. So whether it's just in their classroom, within a network of schools, internationally, on a language project, and also publicly, so they can release stuff. Because I think that a lot of kind of really affirming stuff is when a parent or even somebody from the other side of the world comments on a piece and says how that inspired them. I mean, that's a tremendously affirming and confidence-building thing, and we're excited to be a part of that. And then more and more as well is trying to connect kids with organisations who have a remit to educate but have their own passion. So we're working with people like, well, we're working with Parliament at the moment, where you can come up with a law that you think is important to you, and then upload it onto the site, and if you do, and they, you know, if it wins the competition, then you get a chance to go to Parliament and present that law and, you know, have an impact on ministers. Well, how fantastic is that? That couldn't have happened a few years ago. Similar things with, you know, the Olympics, reporting Olympics is a school's games thing. You know, want kids to report on school games, sports days or whatever that they're interested in locally, upload to the site, the best reports, get a chance to report at the Olympics. Well, you know, amazing. These are big things, but there's just so many opportunities just to engage with your community and your people and your parents around you, and share it with the world, and then see what happens from there. Technology wise, we're very, very focused on mobile. We're going to be releasing an app very shortly, which there's we've been talking to people about it here at Bet. Everybody's very excited about it, which just lets you publish from wherever you are just in one click. And we all know how frustrating it can be in schools to actually get your media, photos, text, audio, just anywhere. You know, I mean, we've been trying to make it as easy as possible for years and years, and there's lots of barriers in the way. Well, this is just unbelievably easy. You just click it and go. This year, there's all sorts of exciting things that we are doing. We've been working with the Brits for our Young People's Brit Award, working with World Wildlife Fund, and we're kind of looking for more and more partners who want to connect with schools and young people and give people a real opportunity to have their voice heard and learn stuff, and maybe get opportunities they wouldn't get as well. So that's something that we'll be working on a lot this year. I think that's all I can think of. Is that all right?
That is perfect. That is wonderful. We just put so many things really well.